السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International on this beautiful Saturday morning, the 4th of January and the 4th of Rajab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us afiyat, protection. Allah grant us husni khatima. Allahumma barik lana fi rajaba wa sha'ban wa ballighna ramadan. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda. الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدين النصيحة. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, Damat Barakatuhu, Ahlan wa Sahlan, wa Marhaban to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. Alaykum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuhu, Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, Ahlan wa Sahlan, wa Marhaban to you on this beautiful Saturday morning, the 4th of January and the 4th of Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajaba wa Sha'ban wa Balighna Ramadan. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and the family with the afiyat and good health. Allah ta'ala bless the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with hidayat and afiyat. And inshaAllah, Allah ta'ala take great work of deen and Islam from all of us. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم آمين آمين to all the wonderful duas. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians brother Junaid Khan and brother Dawood Monley. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 4th of Rajab 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Chapter 41, Surah Hamim Al-Sajda, or Surah Fussilat, both names are used, verses number 35, right up to verse number 38. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us in yesterday's lesson, we don't fight fire with fire. Sometimes we should use the water to fight the fire. So meaning use our good deeds and in that way repel all the hatred, malice, rancor and so forth. So in that way there yesterday's enemy will become the best friend for you in the future. But who will be able to do that? So that is what Almighty Allah is informing us. Chapter 41, verse number 35. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. And none will be able to obtain and attain that, that they will forgive and they will tolerate and have forbearance, except those people who have a lot of forbearance and patience. So they will obtain that, that to fight the fire with water. The person does sayyi'ah, evil, and you do good for him all the time, or most of the time. You kill him or her with your kindness, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law. Yet you, daughter-in-law, you keep on doing good, and you melt the heart of your mother-in-law. Or the mother-in-law melt the heart of the daughter-in-law. So that's just one example, 100 examples we can give. So who will be able to do that except people who have great forbearance, patience, and sabr? وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا. And none will be able to obtain that and attain that. إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. Except a person who possesses a good fortune, a great fortune. What is the meaning of حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ? إِلَّا ذُو أَصْحَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. Or the أَصْحَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. That person becomes from the people of Jannah. Such people who are destined to go to paradise, they will be imbued and with such great, great qualities. So therefore, that is a great way. Therefore, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala teaches us in other parts of the Noble Quran, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Indeed, the greatest reward will be for those people who exercise patience, that they will receive the optimum, maximum reward, and they will enter Jannat al-Firdaus without reckoning بِغَيْرِ حساب. Me and you, we are told to inculcate, imbue within ourselves four qualities. Every Muslim supposed to know the surah, chapter number 103 of the Noble Quran, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Every one of us should have the true quality of iman, faith and conviction. And to enhance that faith, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. We continue with the good deeds, carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. But remember that that is not sufficient. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. Keep on inviting people, Muslim and non-Muslim, towards the truth, and that is Islam. But when you speak the truth, because the truth most of the time is very bitter, then you will find so much criticism. So وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. So in that way you exhort one another and you encourage one another towards patience and towards fortitude. That is a test of our sincerity. Are we doing it for the people, or are we doing it solely, only for the love of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla and the love of Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 62. Wallahu wa Rasulu ahaqqu an yurduhu in kanu mu'minin. Your life, your intention, your hope and your aim, objective should be to please Almighty Allah, please Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in kanu mu'minin. Ye to iman ka taqaza hai. That is what our faith, our conviction demands from us. Now Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan will always come, try and cause disunity, fragmentation, divide and rule. We know the white man's policy, and we know the Westerners. Till today, that's what they do everywhere in the world. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ. And if and when the Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer, and his cronies, comrades and agents, that from the jinn and from human beings, they give you a vaccine. What is the meaning of يَنْزَغَنَّكَ and نَزْغُنْ? إِدْخَالُ الْجِلْدِ بِالْإِبْرَةِ. That you enter into the skin of a person, an injection of vices and evil. So that is what Shaitan's job is. So he will come and he will try and embellish it, the vices and the evil. زَيَّنَ لَوْمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالُ. So نَزْغُنْ, and he will try and break the marriage, break the partnership, break the unity. فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min iblis wa junudi. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from iblis, from Lucifer, and his army, and agents, and cronies, and comrades. So these are the type of du'as we must read. That is his function. He will continue right till the end of our life. Yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas min al jinnati wan nas. Right in the ending of the Quran, chapter 114, the waswasa and whisperings of Satan will continue. He will bring all the evil thoughts, even whilst we are reading salat and namaz and prayer. And this will come in al-jinnati wal-nas, from the jinnat and from people also. We will start thinking what he said, she said, and the khinzab will come, khinzab. The hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that person remember what will happen to him, that person there, la yadrikam sallallahu, he won't know how many rakats he read. It happened yesterday Maghrib time. That person reading Maghrib Salat next to me, we both were there from the start. After the Imam made salam, he stood up, thinking that he must one rakat. Then after he read that extra rakat, the fourth rakat in Maghrib Salat, he asked me that did he read correctly or not. So I told him, no, you read one rakat extra. So I know the person. So I told him, I think you were thinking about your second wife, so therefore you went into the fourth rakat in Maghrib Salat. So he had a good laugh, and then I told him, now repeat your salat. So you see, this happens, how shaitan comes and brings the waswasa and whisperings of shaitan. Innahu huwa sami'ul alim. Verily, he, Almighty Allah, is all-hearing, all-knowing. Nothing is hidden and obscure from Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. The entire universe and creation are the signs and symbols of Almighty Allah. Everything under his majesty, authority, sovereignty. Not one leaf can fall without his permission. No one will receive any bounties had it not been for the mercy and creation and the mercy and grace and benevolence of Almighty Allah in the entire creation and universe. Wa min ayatihi, and from his signs, these are some of them. Wa min ayatihi al-layl. Now you look at it in winter, long, long nights, and in summer, short, short nights. Who does all that? What precision and accuracy. One nahar, and the daytime, same thing. Summer, long, long days, you go now to Cape Town, 8 o'clock, past 8, remember, is sunset, is Maghrib. And one nahar, laylu, so the night comes first in Islam, and then the day, so first the night, then the day, all symbols and signs of Almighty Allah. Wa shamsu wal qamar, look at the sun, and the sun rise, the sunset. Who makes it rise and set every day? Any government, any scientist, any professor? And wal qamar, the waxing and the waning of the moon. You see, today it is the 4th of Rajab in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Palestine, Masjidul Aqsa, and 90%, 95% of the world. So you see it increasing, increasing. 14th night will come, Laylatul Badr. It will reach its climax. And then you will see the waning process will start. Who does all that? That is the meaning of qamar, the waxing, waning, increase, decrease. La tasjudu, O Muslim, when we perform Salatul Janaza, the person passed away, so the Imam will be there, the leader, the people, congregation will be behind him, the deceased will be in front of him, but there is no ruku, there is no sujood in the Salatul Janaza, in the funeral prayer, to show that ruku, sujood, lan narka li ahadin, wa lan nasjuda li ahadin. We will never bow down to anybody, king or queen or anybody else, whether it is Trump or Biden, the morons. So remember that we only bow down to Almighty Allah. No sajda and sujood, no prostrating to anybody except him, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. La tasjudu li shamsi wala lil qamar. You must not prostrate to any sun, any moon, or any creation. واسجدوا لله الذي خلقهن. You only perform sajda and prostrate to one Allah Jalla wa Ala, the only Khaliq, the only Creator. He is the supreme being. He created these planets. He created this creation as symbols and signs. Qudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of His power. In kuntum iyyahu ta'budun. If you worship Him exclusively. So that is what Quran is teaching us, that we don't worship anybody. La ilaha illallah, la ma'buda bihaqqin illallah. Truly there is none worthy of worship except Him, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Muhammadur Rasulullah, and Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the last and final messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah. Now you don't want to perform sajda like today, 7 billion people. They say, no, we want freedom, we want this, we want that. فَإِنِّ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. And if they are proud and arrogant, فَالَّذِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. And those angels and that creation that are there by Almighty Allah, meaning in the higher realms, يُسَبِّحُونَ لَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. They glorify and sing the praises of Almighty Allah night and day. وَهُمْ لَا يَسْأَمُونَ. And they never ever get tired, exhausted, and fatigue never overtakes them. There is a sajda tilawat. Quick discussion on sajda tilawat. You must remember this. There are 15 sajda tilawat in the Noble Quran. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says you should perform all 15. And Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah says 14. He omits the one in Surah Swad, that is Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. So which one in Surah Swad? When you read the story of Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam, chapter 38, verse 24-25. So whether you perform the sajda at 24 or 25, both are permissible. The Arab ulama, Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i sahab rahimahullah, said, perform in Ma'ariful Quran, perform the sajda at ayat 24. And normally Indo-Pak ulama say at verse 25. You will see in the Miasfam Quran also the mark is there at 25. But both are permissible. So remember, that's the one he omits. He say it's sajda is shukr. And the Hanafi say also 14. They leave out the second sajda of Surah Hajj. Surah Hajj chapter 22. And remember, is the only surah in the Quran Sharif that consists of two sajda tilawat. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Fuddilat Suratul Hajj bi sajdatain. But the Hanafis and Malikis say there is no sajda there in the second sajda. And that is the Hanafis also 14. And the Malikis say 11. Subhanallah, 4 scholars, 4 imam, 4 jurors. Everyone's verdict is different. So he says you omit the one in Surah Hajj and the second sajda and the last 3 there. The one in Surah Wal-Najmi is a and Iqra Bismi. So that is Bayanul Madahib. That are the 4 schools. What is the verdict of sajda tilawat? Only Hanafi say it is wajib, compulsory. I read it live now for you. So you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, those of you who follow the Hanafi school, so it's Alhamdulillah, that is wajib upon you, for me as a reciter, and you the one who heard it, because it's live, it's not a recorded program. So it's wajib upon you to perform it. You can perform it now, you can perform it 15 minutes after sunrise, anytime. The sooner you perform it, the better it is. And remember this, according to Shafi's, Malik's, Hanbali's, it's sunnah. You perform it, you get reward. You don't perform it at all and you pass away, there won't be any sin upon you. So that is the summary of this. We should remember that. So alhamdulillah, we will leave the stop the lesson there. We remain sajda. And you know Ramadan Mubarak is coming. You should learn the du'as of sajda tilawat. We gave it to you many a time in the past. So this few days that are left now before you go to shop and job and school and madrasa, so use your leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Make your holidays into holy days. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 4th of Rajab 1446, and it is, you must remember, day number 456. Easy to remember. Day number 456 of the Gaza genocide and the Russian invasion in Ukraine, it is day number 1045. So we present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. 9 jutlas dispatched straight to hell. We say Alhamdulillah, we have no empathy, sympathy for these Zionists and Jews and Haramis. If you don't know what the meaning of Harami, it means an illegitimate child, a bee, a very, very big bee. So that is why we call them Haramis. 5 tanks of the Jutlas also destroyed by Hamas. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Listen to this. This is breaking news that Trump will be sentenced on 10th of January. 20th January will be his inauguration, and Allah Jalla Wala is humiliating him further because he keeps his nose up and he speaks. He thinks that he is the emperor of the world, but he is the most humiliated, disgraced president of America, worse than Clinton, busy with Monica the Harami, and worse than Biden, the war criminal, and the one guilty of genocide. So he will be sentenced, but the judge says that there will not be a jail sentence. He must go spend time in jail or a fine, but there will just be a sentence. But still, it's humiliation. It's on the record. The hush money he paid to Stormy Daniels, the prostitute, $130,000. Imagine, Americans, you go and vote for such a harami, a person with a criminal record, and a person who thinks he can set everybody straight and so forth. These are the biggest scum on the earth. Remember this, Israel, America, and their leaders, and so forth and so on. Yemen, mashallah, our Houthis, they struck straight from Sana'a, right into to Jerusalem. No interceptor intercepted it. Well done to the Houthis. So Bibi Netanyahu, Netanyahu, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza, the Haaretz newspaper say, he should have resigned 455 days ago. Said it was yesterday, 455. Today is 456. They say he's one of the worst prime ministers in the history of Israel. The United Nations is preparing to close down the UNRWA is the people who are helping the Palestinians, but the Israeli army, the Haramis, one settler, one bullet, that is what we need to tell them. And they're running away, rather go spend time in jail, committing suicide. They're harassing them, intimidating them, and so forth. And all this, America is supporting Israel. Be very clear about that. Haaretz newspaper writes, Netanyahu, your dogs will turn against you as they turned against Ben Gvir. Imagine that, Haaretz writing that. Biden, he wants to be a big shot now in the last few weeks, so he blocks the Nippon Steel, you must remember that, from Japan take over, and he says, no, this will harm American interests, so they will take this matter to court. So Americans are haramis. They want to buy, they want to use veto, but if people want to buy into America, then they can stop the deal. So where is the true capitalism? Where is the free trade? So where is the justice and democracy and so forth? You see that Trump chose that Johnson. So he was humiliated yesterday again, Johnson and Trump. Then they had to bribe up and tell the two guys of the Republican, better vote for us, otherwise otherwise there'll be serious trouble for you. So you see, that's how they work the haramis. Elon Musk, remember another harami in South Africa under apartheid. He made his money, became a millionaire, he and his father and family. Now he's a multi-billionaire in America, and he's behaving like he's the president of America already. So he says Tommy Robinson must be freed and released there from the Britain jail. The man who says that he wants Islam to be wiped off the face of this earth, an Islamophobe, and Elon Musk wants him released, go to hell. So you must remember, how can you dictate what is going on in another country? But you see, our Arab rulers, donkeys and morons we have. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, waylul lil Arab, ay waylul li hukam al Arab. Woe and destruction to the Arab rulers and leaders, majority of them. So there in Saudi Arabia, they have a college called the King Fahd Security College. So there, they organize the long walk for the women. Whatever the Westerners do, they have to mimic it. Monkey see, monkey do. So that is what Saudi Arabia is good for. Monkey see, monkey do. Fools and idiots. Bernie Sanders challenges, remember Musk on Indian migrants, that he say we must get rid of the migrants. So Bernie Sanders told him, who the hell are you that all the Indians must go away, and so forth and so on. Modi, listen to this, all of you who support India and Hindutva and the Hindu terrorism. Modi gave Lady Biden, so Biden's wife, a diamond, and the diamond was worth $20,000. What you have to say about that? Straightforward case of bribery, and now they're not seeing eye to eye. Both parties, khabith, al-khabithatu lil-khabithin. Both parties, immoral and impure. Biden gives a presidential award to Liz Cheney. You remember what Bush, they was who? Dick Cheney, the harami, both of them haramis. They were the architects of the Iraqi war, murdering, killing 1 million innocent people, weapons of mass destruction. That is America. The biggest liars, the biggest warmongers, and the biggest terrorists were the harami, illegitimate child, Israel and Britain, as with them. So Biden gives Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney is the daughter of Dick Cheney, because she was criticizing Trump. So he gave her a big award. Can you imagine that? Zuma calls for black unity. You see, Zuma says, but the people are challenging that. Duduzani is warning the people, don't come near my father's house. Remember that to the protesters. Otherwise, the sparks will fly. So things are happening there in Kandla. Lot of things are happening. I told you already in 2024, in case you forgot, we're in 2025 now. So I told you, you watch. They will tell you, we got the police, we got this, we got that. All waste of time, remember that. More accidents happen this festive season compared to the previous season, and the pedestrian rate of death and fatalities also increase. So there were accidents, motor accidents, vehicle accidents increase, and the amount of pedestrians killed also increase. So what good is law? What do you have law enforcement? You have the guys who are drinking alcohol. Mail and Guardian says on the 25th, 26th of December 2024, South Africans drank 7.7 billion rand or whatever, million rand or whatever. In 2 days, can you believe a drunken nation, a nation filled with daru and intoxicated? What can you expect from them? Remember that. So that is what you see. So this weekend will be a rainy weekend in South Africa in most parts. Always beg Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allahumma swayyiban nafiya. Ya Allah, make it beneficial rain. And when the rain comes and it stops, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, after the rain stops, say, mutirna bifadlillah, billahi wa rahmatihi. The rain has fallen upon us with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Today's programs, mashallah, Moana Khalid Yaqub will be on from 7 to 9, inshallah Aziz, and the programs will continue. Gee, Moana Salim, we have 23, 24 minutes, so let's fire up, inshallah Aziz, with the Q&A.
Mufti Sahab, I forgot to make the 9th istiram of my Umrah Zawal. Is there any penalty for that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us elaborate and explain to the esteemed listener what the real question is. A person is in the state of ihram, and that is his 2 towels and so forth for the male, and he made intention for umrah, the minor pilgrimage. So when you start your tawaf, you're going around the cube for the non-Muslims, round the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. So you start Bismillah Allahu Akbar, you call it istilam, and every time you come to Hajar-e Aswad, so the black stone, you will do that. So it means in the starting you will do it, in the ending you will do it, so that's 8 already. Then whilst walking from the Baytullah, from the Mataf, the place where you perform Tawaf, to the Mas'a. Mas'a is the place where you perform Sa'i. So in between there, so you look back at the Baytullah, and then you make Istilam for the 9th time. So this is the question the person is asking. That 9th one, he forgot, the crowd was so much, he was worried about his sandals or his wife or mother or whoever was with him, and he totally forgot about it. So it's sunnah, so now you omitted it by mistake, obviously, so there's no penalty at all. We all are human beings, we make mistakes and so forth. So read the dua. You are in Makkah, my brother, you are in Medina, you are there in the holy places. So for all our wrongs and our mistakes, keep on reading the last verse of Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 286. Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhtana. Oh, beloved Allah Jalla Wala, do not take us to task, do not punish us. In nasina, if we did something totally forgetfully, like your action now, you forgot, remember to make istilam the 9th time. So no problem. But you keep on begging Allah for forgiveness. Oh, akhta'ana, or we did something unintentionally, inadvertently. So keep on reading that wherever we are. Not only Makkah, Medina, South Africa, Africa, wherever we are in the world. So very powerful dua and supplication. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 286, the last verse. No penalty, brother.
Mufti Sahab, what is the meaning of Nadia?
Nadia, Molana?
Nadia.
Right, Nadia means the one who calls. You see, the person who's calling towards Adhan, Muazzin. So you say Munadi, Nadi. So you must remember, will be the announcer and so forth and so on. So for a baby boy, girl, you say Nadia or Munadia. So both ways you can say. So it will be one who is calling towards good, towards righteousness and so forth. So good name. MashaAllah, and if you want better names, so I will send to you, you can just send me a message, 071-888-1184. Yesterday I had Jummah in Masjid Al-Kawthar, my brother Ahmed Abdi of Somaliland took me, and we met the trustee there, MashaAllah, brother Abu Bakr Dinat. So he was elated we came, you know, so MashaAllah, and then I spoke for half an hour. They say over 100 Arab students there, you know. So then I spoke about Yemen and Syria and Palestine and all this here, and how the Muslim countries, Sunni countries, are selling us out and so forth. So the Syrian students, they came to meet me and they were elated, delighted and so forth. So remember, we must learn all this Arabic terminology. So I will send to you, and they were asking me for my numbers, so I gave it to them. We don't have problem. 071-888-1184. So you just send me a message, kiss, keep it short and sweet, and just say names. We will send you 100 names of Sahaba male and Sahabiyat the female, and in that way you can choose better names. But if you keep the name Nadia, Munadia, all permissible, no problem.
Mufti Sahab, when doing Tawaf, Umrah, Are we allowed to touch the Kaaba? Someone has mentioned to me not to do it as it is shirk.
Remember the person who told you that he or she, they need to go to a psychiatrist. Either their fuses are blown or they are confused. So remember, you are just performing a nafil tawaf around the Baytullah. And thereafter, you must remember you're not in ihram because you are not performing umrah. So whilst going round and round the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah, the cube, you came nearer and nearer to the structure, to the Baytullah, and you touched the kiswa, the ghilaf, the black cloth, and so forth. Totally permissible. Al Baytu kulluhu barakah. The entire Baytullah is filled with barakah and blessing. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala no statement. Story time. With Allah's help, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, we went many a time for Hajj, many a time for Umrah, with Allah's help, in Medina Munawwara, Allah qabul farmaya, Allah accepted. So one day, there was Salatul Istisqa, that there was Salat for rain. So when they should have these Salats, they have it 20 minutes or so after sunrise. So we knew where the Imam stands, so I used to go right in front and see what the Imam is going to do and so forth. So it was Sheikh Shuraim. So I just told the brothers, for this Ramadan, I want Sheikh Shuraim's tilawat. Different qaris they will have. So one tilawat must be his khatam, inshaAllah. So Sheikh Shuraim, you know, wonderful reciter. He came to South Africa. He came to Darulum, Newcastle also. I had to translate for him and so forth. We had a good discussion. Anyway, when I spent time in the palace also, I bumped into him there, you understood. There in the palace, staying there opposite the haram. And so he asked, what you doing here? I said, no, we came with delegation. And he was smiling and all. Anyway, so he performed the Salatul Istisqa. He made the Qalb Rida, turn his jubba, everything upside down. And then he was walking, now going away. So I walked behind him out of the sea. It looks like he's going to do something. He went right to the Baytullah. I'm witnessing all this with my own eyes. And he goes there to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, holds on to the ghilaf, the kiswa, and then he made dua individually there as well. So how can a person say, if you touch the kiswa, you're committing haram and so forth? Only a nutcase will say that, people who eat too many coconuts.
Okay, so are we allowed to read the Quran on cell phone without
uzur? Remember, Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 56, Surah Waqiyah, verse 79, La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun. Nobody should touch the Quran Sharif except you are in the state of cleanliness. But now you are traveling from here to Hong Kong, London, Hammanskraal, wherever. Make dua, Hammanskraal, big problem with water. Imagine 10 years, 5 years, they don't have clean water. That is your ANC government. Hopeless, useless characters, you know. So anyway, you must remember that. So now you're traveling. And now, you know, to make wudu in the plane, all that is difficult. So now you open your iPhone, your iPad, your smartphone, ugly phone, whatever. And now you have the Quran Sharif downloaded and you read it, but you don't have wudu. So yes, it is permissible, although meritorious, virtuous, desirable will be that you have wudu. But you're not touching the Quran Sharif, you're touching the screen. So therefore, the fatwa verdict will be, yes, it is permissible.
Mufti Sahib, is there a hadith authentic that says, make a dua before you make salam in namaz?
So you must remember, not one, two. There are so many ahadith regarding that. I mentioned for you a few. Number one, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala who came and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after we read our attahiyyat, tashahud, we read our salawat, durood sharif, in salat, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Both ways you read it till the end, Allahumma barik till the end. And then, what dua should we read? Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anthani asnain, the greatest person to walk on this earth after all the prophets and messengers alayhi musallatu wasalam. Read ya Abu Bakr. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira wa la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta faghfirli wa rahamni innaka anta الغفور الرحيم. So صحيح authentic hadith, go open Mishkat Sharif, go open Musnad Ahmad, go open so many hadith kitabs. So that's one صحيح. Second one in Abu Dawood, and that you will find Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, after your tashahud salawat durood sharif, read ta'awwadhu billahi min arba'a, that seek Allah's protection from four things. Which are the four things? Ya Allah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatil mahya wal mamat, I seek your protection, Ya Allah, from all the trials, tribulation of life and death. Death means sakarat, and after death, the qiyah, the day, punishment and hisab and so forth and reckoning and all that. So that is one. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatil masihid dajjal. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the trials, tribulation of masihid dajjal. Masih, because his eyes are one side protruding and the other side is damaged. So both eyes are defected, you must remember. And dajjal, Jal, the big deceiver. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnati adhab al-qabr. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the punishment of the grave and the trials and tribulations there. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnati an-nar. I seek your protection from Jahannam. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, Ra'isul Mufassirin, one of the greatest commentators, used to stay outside the Haram Sharif, not inside Makkah, and he used to come and give dars and lesson there. These were his giants. Mujahid was his student, Qatada was his student, Ta'us bin Kaysan was his student. Ta'us bin Kaysan used to say to read this dua. This is his fatwa. We don't agree with it, but he used to say to read these four duas before making salam is wajib. So you don't pass fatwa on that. The verdict is, I want to just show you the importance of it. Second one, sahih hadith. Third one, inni uhibbuka ya Mu'az, I love you, O Mu'az. How he felt, elated, delighted. The Master alayhi salatu salam told him that you, Mu'az bin Jabal, never leave out these words. Fi duburi salatik. Duburi salatik got both meanings. In the ending of your salat, or after you make salam. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. So this dua, you read it before you make salam, is sunnah. You read it after you make salam, is sunnah. It's a flexible issue. Only a person who's a jahil, total idiot, he will say that there's no authentic hadith on this topic. There are so many hadiths on this topic, and what we learned in the 60s in primary madrasa, maktab, what our teachers taught us, they passed away, majority of them. Allah grant them all jannatul firdaus al-a'la. Those who are alive, Allah grant them siha afia. Accept their khidmat and service to deen. They taught us, read Allahumma ghfirli wa li walidayya wa li asatizati wa li mashayikhi wa li jami'il mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. Wonderful dua, I must admit, but it's not sunnah. It's not sunnah to make dua for ourselves, our parents, our teachers, and the entire ummah, Muslim ummah, alive and those deceased. But it's not a sunnah dua. So we should give preference to the sunnah dua. Always remember, one is man-made and one is sunnah. So always give preference to that which is sunnah.
Mufti Sahib, what is the correct way to perform sijda-i-tilawat?
The correct way, I was drinking water there, so don't worry, we're still alive. So remember to perform sajda tilawat. You are reading salat. Yesterday was Friday. Our imam, mashallah, he read surah alif lam mim sajda. You know chapter 32. And it has 30 verses. And halfway there, there's a sajda tilawat. So now you are the imam, or in salat you read a sajda ayat. So you just say, Allahu Akbar. and then you go and perform your sajda. One sajda. What are you going to read? To read Subhana Rabbi al-A'la in sajda tilawat is permissible, but not sunnah. To read Subhana Rabbi al-A'la 3 times, 5 times, all that in your salat, in your namaz, in your prayer, that is sunnah. So what are the du'as for sajda tilawat? Both are hadith, are authentic. Both are mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu wa shakka sam'ahu wa basarahu bihawlihi wa quwwatihi. My face, my body, my anatomy went to sajda for your love, for your pleasure. You created us, Ya Allah. You blessed us with the faculty of hearing and seeing with your might and your power. What a beautiful dua. That is the short dua, sunnah dua for sajda tilawat. Learn it, my brother, my sister, my student. So that is the real preparation for Ramadan Mubarak. Second one, you must remember, you read this dua also in Tirmidhi Sahih. It's 4 parts to it. That what you say, Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. Ya Allah, I perform the sajda. You record for me in lieu of the sajda reward. Wada'anni biha wizra. Ya Allah, you remove from me the vices and the sins I perpetrated, committed, with the barakah, blessing of the sajda. Waj'alha li indaka zukhra. You know, people have offshore, inshore accounts. So Ya Allah, make this a treasure for me there by you, Ya Allah, in my account in the year after. In the ending of every action, chapter 2, verse 127, we learn what Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam recited, what Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam said, Ameen. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. So in the ending of the sajda tilawat dua, wa taqabbala minni kama taqabbaltaha min abdika Dawood. Ya Allah, accept it from me. This is the tilawat as you accepted it from Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. I just told you just now that it is chapter 38, verse 24. That is the rajih, called the preferred verdict. But you can perform the sajda at 25 also. That also is permissible. And that's the sajda Imam Shafi says is not sajda tilawat, but is sajda is shukr. So that's an academic discussion. Learn these du'as. This morning Allah woke us up early through His grace, mercy. So we read the following du'a. Are you learning the du'as? Are you reading it? Allahumma barik lana fi rajab wa shaban wa balighna ramadan. Ya Allah, grant us barakah during these months of Rajab and Shaban. And Ya Allah, that you are the one that let us spare us for another Ramadan Mubarak. Yesterday on my status I sent out beautifully that Quran Kareem teaches us minha arba'atun hurum, from the 12 lunar months 4 are sacred months, right? So they asked Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which are the 4 sacred months from the 12 lunar months? Then the Master alayhi salatu wasalam said that it is salatun mutawariyat. 3 are consecutive: Zulqada wa Zulhijjah wal Muharram and the month of Rajab. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And then remember that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasalam read this dua. Although this kalam on it, some muhaddisin say it is acceptable, some say it's very weak, but we say you can read it, is no problem. The hadith in Mishkat and Bayhaqi. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. And thereafter, this alim there from Hijaz, it seems, because his name is Hijazi in the ending. So he quoted this verse, beautiful. Therefore, I said I must send it out. Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, and that is verse number 2. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tuhillu sha'air Allah wa la shahr al-haram. Now you who believe, do not go make halal by committing haram actions. That is the symbols of Almighty Allah. You violate the symbols of Allah. Wala shahr al haram, and the honorable month, sacred month. So this includes all 4 months. So don't go and break the laws of Allah during this month of Rajab, because it's not only a sin, it's a major sin. A person swears there outside the masjid. He swears the same swearing, obscene language, vulgarities inside the masjid. You will agree, it's worse in the masjid. So this also, to go now to the movies, meet your girlfriend this weekend, tell her let's go and check a little bit here and there, busy with the smooching and what have you. So all this haram and worse now. Wala shahr al haram. See that? Chapter 5, verse number 2. And then read the dua. Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu taught us. He's buried right next to Masjidul Aqsa, Maqbaratul Rahmah, the mercy, the graveyard of mercy. That the hadith in Kanzul Ummal in Tabarani. And he says, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the dua. I'm reading the plural. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Ya Allah, you save us, protect us for Ramadan. No mishap, no accidents, no kidnapping, hijacking. Wa sallim Ramadan alana, and protect Ramadan for us. There must be no confusion regarding the moon and the moon samis and so forth and so on. Wa sallim hu lana mutaqabbala. Ya Allah, whatever deeds, actions we carry out, you accept it in your court. That is Ramadan ki tayyari. That is how you prepare for Ramadan Mubarak. How do you perform sajda tilawat when you are out of salat? So then Hanafi say you can be standing or sitting. Shafi say you must stand, and then you make the sajda tilawat. So that will be the difference between the Hanafis and Shafis.
Can 2 rakats of Salatul Hajat be read immediately after witr of Isha Salah?
It is better for you, brother, that before your witr salat, you read all your tahajjud, you read your salatul hajat, salatul tawbah, because the hadith is sahih, authentic in Muslim Sharif. Ijalu akhira salatikum bil layli witra. Make the witr salat the last salat at night. However, you read your witr salat, and thereafter you remembered you got a need, and now you read 2 rakat salat, totally permissible. But better to read it before the witr salat.
Okay, sir. Can we make 2 nafil salah after tawaf between Asr and Maghrib?
According to Hanafi, it's not permissible. You can't read nafil salat. And remember, if you perform tawaf also, obviously they in Makkah. So can you read your 2 rakat tawaf, which is wajib salat, compulsory, between Asr and Maghrib? Hanafi say no. So you read it after Maghrib Adhan. You know they give you 3, 4, 5 minutes. Or you read it after your Maghrib salat, your nafil, sunnat nafil and all that. And it, all these options are flexible. But the majority scholars, the Shafis, humbly say, you perform tawaf after Asr and you read the 2 rakat salat, then totally permissible. So majority scholars say permissible. Hanafi say no, one should abstain.
Okay, sahab, is it jayz for women to learn archery?
So remember, who you going to shoot? You tell your husband, stand there, and then I'm taking a lesson, and you shoot. You're supposed to miss him, and you shoot him dead. So what's going to happen then? So yen mansa dwert is an mansa brut. So remember that, and you just stay away from this. Sometimes you ladies with the gun and all that, that instead of shooting the crook, you will shoot yourself or shoot your son or your husband and so forth. You do just stay to your cooking, and all that is all right for you. There's archery and all that, you know. And the crooks come, your huzu will break, and 90% will shoot the wrong target. Quick story. True story, not fairy tales. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, says, when my mother and family came from Gaza after the demise of my father, so Idris, he was buried in Gaza. Then I came to Makkah. I was 2.5 years old. And then day and night I used to drink zamzam. Allahumma arzuqni ilman wafira. Ya Allah, give me profound, abundant knowledge. Allahumma ij'alni ramia. Ya Allah, make me a master marksman with the archery. I must master it. He says himself, 9 times out of 10, I have to shoot the target. You see, barakat of Zamzam in Makkah. So you sisters, just forget it. You'll shoot your husband just now. Then all the dumb. Imagine you shoot your mother-in-law. Then they will come on the radio. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.